might be a kind of religion. But in 20th century, Western civilization has developed in its psychology and physiology. Buddhism has become philosophy from religion. So the first of all, I would like to the first theme, Buddhism is realism. And many people think that Buddhism might be a kind of religion. But I think in 20th century, Buddhism has become philosophy from religion. And why I think so? Because in 20th century, the enormous development of psychology and physiology, the almost Buddhist theoretical parts have been clarified scientifically. Therefore, since then, we can think that Buddhism is not religion, but philosophy. And first of all, the main principle of Buddhism is realism. And usually people think that religion should be a kind of idealistic philosophy. And sometimes the socialist insists that the Karl Marx philosophy might be perfectly different from religion. But generally speaking, all kind of philosophical principles might be a kind of religions, because such thoughts are usually include what is not so clear. Therefore, in such situation, we have to believe in some kind of principle which cannot be so clear, but have to believe in because we accept the some kind of religions. But in the case of Buddhism, in 20th century, the all fundamental principles have become very clear. Therefore, we can think that since the 20th century, Buddhism has become the philosophy from religion. And Buddhism has been established by Gautama Buddha, who lived in India from 463 to 383 before Christ. And Gautama Buddha explained the Buddhist philosophy relying upon the theory of four philosophies. And why he wanted to explain Buddhism relying upon the theory of four philosophies comes from that Buddhism is realistic philosophy. And realism is very inclusive and very complicated. Therefore, it is almost impossible for us to explain Buddhism relying upon only one philosophy. Therefore, Gautama Buddha established his theory of four philosophies. And the theory of four philosophies include four kinds of philosophies. Only one philosophy is not sufficient to explain Buddhism. because Buddhism is a kind of realism, and realism is very inclusive and very complicated. So to explain Buddhism, Gautama Buddha used the special method, which is the theory of four philosophies. By Gautama Buddha, Buddhism has been explained utilizing four different kinds of philosophies. So, at the first lecture by Gautama Buddha, he explained the fundamental structure of Buddhist philosophy, which includes four different philosophies. Four different philosophies is idealism, materialism, philosophy of action, and reality. And Gautama Buddha thought that reality is very complicated and inclusive philosophy. Therefore, if we want to explain the real situation of Buddhism, we need four philosophies. And those four philosophies are idealism, materialism, philosophy of action, and reality. And relying upon such theory of four philosophies, Gautama Buddha was successful to explain Buddhist realism. But at that time, human civilization in ancient India was not so high, therefore many people haven't understood the true meaning what Gautama Buddha said. So Buddhism has been revered by many people, but at the same time, contents of teachings are not so clear. Almost people do not know what is Buddhism. Therefore, true meaning of Buddhist philosophy has been necessary to pass more than 20 centuries, and just in 20th century, we human beings have understood the true meaning of Buddhist philosophy. Therefore, I think that since the 20th century, Buddhism has become philosophy from religion. Before 20th century, Buddhism has been thought a kind of religion. But in the 20th century, study of Buddhism has been so developed, and especially relying upon scientific background of psychology and physiology, Buddhist theory has been completed, understood at last. Therefore, I think that Buddhism has become a kind of philosophy from the religion. In the age when Buddhism was religion, Buddhism had some parts which cannot be understood well. But because of the developed civilization in 20th century, Buddhism has become philosophy from religion, because the old theory of Buddhism has been clarified so exactly, relying upon scientific knowledge too. Therefore, nowadays I think that Buddhism is not religion, but the ultimate philosophy for human beings. Because even in the Western societies, there is a very difficult problem. That is, Western philosophies are based on two kinds of fundamental philosophies. The two kinds of fundamental philosophies, the one is idealistic philosophy, and the other is materialistic philosophy. Therefore, in Western civilization, idealistic philosophy and materialistic philosophies have been so useful, and relying upon those fundamental two philosophies, human beings studied Buddhist theory and not only Buddhist philosophy. The civilization of ancient Greek and Roman are based on two fundamental philosophies, idealism and materialism. But in the case of Buddhism, we criticize the two philosophies of idealism and materialism. And Gautama Buddha established philosophy of action. And the philosophy of action is very rare in Western philosophies, but in Buddhism, the philosophy of action is the main point of Buddhist realism. And in Buddhism, we Buddhists believe that the two fundamental philosophy, idealism and materialism, are not so reliable, because idealism was produced by human brain and materialism has been produced by human sense perception. But in Buddhism, we insist the philosophy of action. Buddhism insists that idealism is only philosophy which has been produced by human brain, and materialism is also a philosophy which has been produced by a human brain relying upon sense perception. So idealism and materialism cannot be the truth. So Buddhism insists that denying idealism and materialism, then we should enter into the philosophy of action. And Buddhism is based on philosophy of action. And such philosophy is very rare, only one in human history. But fortunately, in 21st century, such philosophy has become necessary for human civilization. So in such a situation of the 20th century and the 21st century, we human beings have begun to study Buddhism so enormously and sincerely. So in 21st century, we human beings are so diligent to study Buddhism itself. Therefore, nowadays, so many people from European civilized countries, many people come to Japan to study Buddhism, because Buddhism is so theoretical, and at the same time, it can hit the main point of true philosophy. So we can think that the age of Buddhism has become arrived already. And why Buddhism has become so reliable comes from Western civilization, especially Western excellent psychology and physiology. So relying upon such kind of Western sciences, Buddhism has become the very exact ultimate philosophy in human civilization. And especially Western science, psychology and physiology, there is the foundation of autonomic nervous system in 20th century. We have the science nervous system, which is called the autonomic nervous system, and relying upon the autonomic nervous system, we can find what is the main point of Buddhist philosophy, which explains the very important function of the autonomic nervous system for human beings. And the autonomic nervous systems cannot be recognized with us, but such kind of autonomic nervous system explain the area of our mental situation, which cannot be recognized with our intellectual ability. But relying upon the theory of autonomic nervous system, why we need to practice Zazen? By practicing Zazen, we can get the balanced state of the autonomic nervous system. And the balance of the autonomic nervous system is the most fundamental natural basis of human beings. Therefore, if we want to become human beings, we need to make our autonomic nervous system balanced. And to make our autonomic nervous system balanced, we need practice of Zazen. Therefore, we Buddhist practitioners are very diligent to practice Zazen every day. And relying upon such practice of Zazen, we can get the balanced autonomic nervous system. And the balanced autonomic nervous system is human necessary condition. Therefore, if we want to become human beings, we should make our autonomic nervous system balanced. Buddhism has such an intention. Therefore, nowadays in 21st century, not only in Japan, in many European countries, many people like to practice Zazen, and they can get the balanced state of autonomic nervous system, and they can enjoy their human life so enormously. That is the outline of Buddhist philosophy. So, Mr. Peter Rocha will teach the actual practice of Zazen. And you can experience the what kind of practice is Zazen. Only very short time, because time is not so sufficient. And if we want to practice Zazen, we need some special cushion. But unfortunately, to get such a cushion is impossible so far. So Mr. Peter Rocha will explain his explanation of how to practice Dzogchen. So I would like to stop my speak here now. Thank you very much.